Welcome to the Catholics Fight Porn podcast. My name is Steve O'Connor, the host and founder of Catholics Fight Porn. I help Catholic men, and specifically newly married men, overcome their addiction to pornography through my group coaching experience, Finally Free. So stay tuned and click the link in the show notes for more information. Welcome back, everyone. And I wanted to talk about a saint today. And I love that our faith has these inspirational saints for us. They are so meaningful and impactful. And this saint is really cool, very helpful as it relates to recovery. So he was born in the 1400s, died in the 1500s, born in Portugal. He served as a soldier for a Spanish military during his youth and later worked as a shepherd and laborer. He's the patron saint of hospitals, the sick, nurses, hospitals, firefighters, alcoholics, and more. He was canonized by Pope Alexander VIII in 1690. Have you figured it out yet? Well, if not, it's Saint John of God. I'm recording on his feast day, March the 8th. Here's a fun fact. Saint John of God was a close friend of the great Saint Teresa of Avila, who also lived in Granada, like John of God. This is Granada, Spain, of course. And my wife and I actually had the privilege of visiting Granada on our honeymoon and seeing the church dedicated to him. So, very cool. So why is Saint John of God a patron saint of alcoholics? Well, because he was one. He struggled with alcohol addiction in his earlier years. However, in his 30s, he had a spiritual conversion and decided to dedicate his life to helping others. So what I want to do is just mention five ways that Saint John of God can inspire those struggling with addiction. Number one is a spiritual awakening. Saint John of God underwent a profound spiritual awakening and conversion, which prompted him to reassess his life and commit himself to serving God and others. His spiritual awakening likely provided him with the inner strength and motivation to confront and overcome his addiction while turning his will and his life completely over to the care of God. All right, number two is a commitment to service. So after his conversion, Saint John of God dedicated his life to caring for the sick and the needy. In 1537, he founded the Order of Hospitallers, a religious order that focused on caring for the sick and the poor. He established hospitals in Spain and Portugal. His commitment to serving others provided him with a sense of purpose and fulfillment that may have helped him resist the temptation to relapse back into the alcohol addiction. Number three is community support. Saint John of God surrounded himself with a community of like-minded individuals who shared his values and provided him with support and encouragement on his journey. The companionship and solidarity of his fellow caregivers likely played a significant role in him being able to maintain his own sobriety. Number four is discipline and self-control. As a religious brother, Saint John of God would have adhered to a disciplined life of prayer, meditation, sacraments, and self-examination. As we all know, these spiritual practices help us to develop a greater sense of self-awareness, self-control, and consistency, all of which likely enabled him to resist the urge. And last but not least, number five, divine grace. So for many believers, Saint John of God's ability to overcome his alcohol addiction is attributed to divine intervention and grace. His cooperation with grace, faith in God, and trust in divine providence would have provided him with the strength and courage to confront his struggles and persevere through difficult times. So in conclusion, Saint John of God's endurance in fighting off his alcohol addiction can be seen as a testament to the transformative power of faith, community, connections, personal commitment to a higher purpose. His life serves as an inspiration to those of us grappling with addiction, offering hope and encouragement that recovery is possible through faith, discipline, consistency, and support from others. St. John of God, pray for us. If I can help in any way, please reach out. Contact info will be in the show notes. All right. God bless. If you found this podcast helpful, download the episode, subscribe to the podcast, share it with a friend, and share with me on Instagram at Catholic Recovery any of your reactions. And to begin your healing journey, join me in Finally Free, where you can get coached weekly and learn the skills to stop your porn addiction for good. God bless.